Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. What's up, fam?
Good day.
Good day.
Good day,
Govna.
To you.
Good day, Govna.
And to you as well.
Well, Jared and I, when we wake up in the morning, a lot of times we say, good morrow. Like, that's good, the first, nice. First thing we say in the morning.
Well, good morrow is usually, I believe, what you say
at night.
Like, to say, I think, actually, I don't know.
Half facts.
I think you say it like, see you tomorrow.
Oh, good. Have a good morrow.
Good morrow. Oh, actually, maybe not.
Who knows? That's actually an interesting fact I'll look into.
Maybe later.
But we do say it quite often in the morning. Yes. We like a nice little flair.
But do you do it? You get up earlier. So when do you say good morrow?
When I come into the room and he's just getting up. I'll be like, good morrow, fine sir.
Yep, that is how it goes.
Yeah. Love that for you too.
Really sets that sort of like sexual tension early.
Yeah, you know? Totally. Cut through it like with a knife.
Yeah. Very, very sexual.
Good morrow.
How are we feeling?
Feeling good.
Alexis is in her Steve Jobs uniform, like always.
You know, I ordered a couple more black turtlenecks recently.
No. You look like The Rock.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, straight up, that is the 90s rock uniform that people wear for Halloween.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
But like on you.
He used to rip these t-shirts off himself. Yeah.
No, but do you know the picture that I'm talking about? The Rock from the 90s?
No.
Oh my God. It's like literally.
Oh dude.
It's identical.
Is it because he wore a necklace?
It's like kind of iconic. Like people do this for, they wear this.
I don't know how.
By the way, neck isn't as thick as his.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're elevated. Okay.
He's got a big thick neck.
I'll give you elevated.
You actually, like, it's literally the same outfit.
Oh my God.
With the chain.
That fanny pack. I've got a fanny pack like that.
I know. Maybe this is your Halloween costume.
I'm going to bring this up in the video.
I know.
That is
literally Alexis to the T.
I got jeans on too.
I know. You just need a watch. Oh my God. That's so funny.
And a silver chain. I'm not a silver girly, but
this one's a little silver.
Whatever.
No, it's a little diamond.
I'm The Rock
diamond.
Today.
I mean, love it so much.
Looks good on you.
God, thanks. That's a nice way to start off the episode.
He's a little thick in that photo.
He's a thick guy.
He's trimmed down a lot since then.
Wait, is The Rock the one that like actually isn't tall in real life?
Well, no, I thought that, but it's because I saw a photo of him standing next to like
Shaq
and Charles Barkley.
So he's short compared to them.
They make him look like an elf.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But I thought that there was like some rumor it was him or some other person that's like allegedly supposed to be huge, but then they're like 5'10 in real life.
I don't know.
Wasn't him.
I'll see if I can dig this photo up though. It's funny. I think it's literally Shaq and then Charles Barkley and then The Rock.
No.
So it's like every size that you could have.
What a night they must have had.
Yeah, that's a good crew.
Before we start today's episode, obviously, we got to give a Patreon shout.
Yeah.
If you are looking for more true crime content, we have so many episodes over on Patreon. A new episode every single week.
Yes.
Full-length true crime
all
story.
Good stuff.
It's a Patreon shout.
It really is. Shout.
I was looking at our regular feed because I was posting about our episodes with Denise and Aaron. Mm-hmm. We have like 288 episodes of regular first degree episodes.
Wednesday.
So many.
Main feed episodes.
That's so insane. 288 hours.
That's called a catalog.
That is so many.
Yeah.
So much work.
So much
work. I'm so tired thinking about it. I love it though. Wouldn't change a thing. Best job in the world.
Best job in the world. All right. Should we get into today's day?
What is it?
Well, today is February 29th. It's a leap year.
Oh.
It's a leap day. Happy Leap Day.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Huh.
I know. One extra day of the year.
I love that.
I know. So you obviously know what a leap year is. We're adding the extra day because you got to like...
make up for the... a day isn't a full 24 hours, right? So you lose a little bit over time.
Yeah. So I kind of looked it up and it says the Earth... it takes the Earth 365.242190 days to orbit the sun, or 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 56 seconds. So... basically, we're adding the day, because if you don't, then eventually the calendar is going to keep getting pushed, and then we're going to end up like summer and winter.
Wow.
And that's going to really...
we can't have that.
I got to say, it makes me feel better that it is that precise. That means that everything is going according to plan. The Earth is moving at the right speed.
Oh, yeah. It's not changing.
It makes me feel good to know that like they were like, okay, we can figure out this number. And then I feel like it would be worrying if they were like, uh-oh, it's changing a little bit.
Yeah.
That would scare the shit out of me.
That would scare the shit out
of me. So much uncertainty.
Yeah. So by adding the leap day every 4 years, we actually make the calendar longer by over 44 minutes. But it's not precise. Like none of this is exactly precise. So every year, the rule is if the year is divisible by 100 and not divisible by 400, the leap year is skipped. So not every 4 years has a leap year.
Oh.
So.
That didn't make sense.
I know.
But it's okay. We're going to have facts, baby.
It says I don't care about math at all.
It says the year 2000.
You lost Alexa. You lost She's me. Gone. She's left the room.
The year 2000 was a leap year, for example, but the years 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not. The next time the leap year will be skipped is in the year 2100.
Oh, they skip. You're saying they skip the leap year. Okay.
Because again, it's not precise, whatever. But
that's interesting.
Yeah. The leap year's so weird. It feels, or the leap day.
It honestly feels like they're making these rules up as they go.
Well, they are. What's real?
Whoa.
Time is a construct.
Whoa.
Time is a construct.
Time itself.
Time is a flat circle.
Like literally, what is time? But like the leap day, it feels like wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, you know, there are people, and I believe, I could be wrong about this, I think one of Pat's kids was born on
a leap year?
On the day.
Really?
Feb 29.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, and I feel like...
I feel like you'd feel lucky.
Yeah, it seems like a really lucky day. It only comes around once every 4 years.
Actually, the odds of being born on February 29th are 1 in 1,461.
Wow.
1,461.
Wow, instead of 365.
I know. Imagine that.
That's pretty crazy.
I know.
Huh.
Yeah, so let's get into the things that happened today. Of course, there weren't that many things because it's going to be a fourth of the info that
could have happened. Barely any of those days anyway.
They barely exist.
Yeah.
But in the year 46 BC, Julius Caesar declared the first leap day.
Czar.
The fact that they knew what was going on like that long ago is pretty insane.
Well, go ahead, Lex.
Oh no, I was just sighing in awe of this historic fact.
You think about like, okay, if you were to take away all of the conveniences that you have, like think about having to try to figure all this stuff out just by like looking at the sky.
I don't understand.
And like it's like in my mind, they were just like putting their thumb up and being like, okay, is this right? Like just trying to measure stuff.
That's why it's like, I don't think it was like that.
No.
Aliens. They had to have some help.
Aliens.
There's just no way you're looking at the sky and figuring it out with absolutely no equipment or anything or knowledge.
I'm sorry. I refuse to accept. It's just wild.
It was aliens.
It's always aliens.
Cool. I'm glad we figured it out.
Okay. So another thing that happened on leap day is called Bachelor Day. Have you guys ever heard about this?
Never.
Okay, so it started in the fifth century, and legend has it is that Saint Brigid of Kildare complained to Saint Patrick that maidens had to wait way too long for their suitors to ask for their hand in marriage. So Saint Patrick declared on the extra day of a leap year, women could propose too. This is in the fifth century.
This is like a Sadie Hawkins vibe that's being invented.
Yes. Yeah. So the original Sadie Hawkins was in the fifth century, which is pretty crazy.
Pretty cool.
But only on leap day. So then Irish monks then took this to Scotland, and in 1288, Queen Margaret passed a law allowing women. So they had to pass a law to propose to their chosen sweetheart on February 29th, and any man who declined the proposal on this day would have to pay a fine of a silk gown or a kiss.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
So you just go to the guys who are going to reject you.
Yeah.
And it's like, you either marry me or you buy me a silk gown.
Yeah. Or you're like, you're starting up your new wardrobe, which
it's
I really
like.
Kind of
a win-win for you guys.
Really is.
It is a win-win.
Wow.
But the thing, or a pair of gloves. And the thinking behind the gloves is that the woman could then wear them to hide her embarrassment as to not have an engagement ring.
Okay. Wow. I don't like that.
I also, people were getting engaged in the 1200s.
I guess.
That doesn't seem right. Doesn't it just seem like they're like, you're going to get married right now? Like they're like, arranged, like, and then you're now married.
They had them on the Jumbotron at like the Gladiator thing.
It's just like,
I don't know if that's the right timeline, but you know what I mean.
Like, I actually, it seems weird that people were getting engaged and like having an engagement.
People were just selling their daughters to people
that's
at that
what
I'm time. Saying.
That's kind of what I thought.
We had
too.
So few rights. I'm like, women could be like, maybe, maybe not. Really? No.
That's why it's so crazy that even in the 5th century, they were allowing women to make a choice.
In my mind, the eldest male
this
is making
also
this
probably,
call.
This is also probably like noble women. This is probably high society. Like, serfs aren't doing this.
Well, it was Queen Margaret, the one that passed it.
I'll say. This is like for her court. Like the royal court, and that's probably it.
Oh, another thing that was part of the law, it said the queen also included in the rule that the woman who was proposing must wear a red petticoat.
Ooh.
So she was like making it a thing, a which
sweaty.
I love, you know?
Yeah, a little kinky.
You have to have like a little outfit.
Yeah, I like it.
Again, something
Jared's
that, like,
imagining it.
Yeah, I'm like,
a
wow.
A red petticoat with nothing underneath it.
Whoa, no. Hey, your words, not mine.
Again, but that's something that a poor person would not have.
Correct.
It's only a queen that owns a red petticoat.
Yes. So it's just, it's only a hottie for her, and
yes,
that's it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
There's a loud item of clothing.
Well, and also colors. Like, the peasants couldn't, they didn't have colored clothes.
Oh.
Just brown.
See, just brown and dirt.
I'm a peasant at heart.
Yeah.
Those are my colors. Just keep me neutral,
a
little earthy.
I love a bright color.
You know, maybe a sandal.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
A Moses sandal. That's what they were wearing back then.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to 1692. This actually is so interesting that this happened on a leap day, because I feel like it's very like applicable. So the first people accused of witchcraft in Salem, Massachusetts, Sarah Good, Sarah Osborne, and Tituba, West Indian slave, were accused of witchcraft for the first time on a leap day.
They're both named Sarah?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Sarah Good and Sarah Osborne. We went to Sarah Good's house.
Yes.
In Salem.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I get the names confused, but it was pretty wild to walk through all that stuff and see, you know, it's really, I mean, they're not everything is a house anymore. Some of it was just like the foundation of like a stone cottage, but like.
But I think Sarah Good's was the one that we actually toured. It was like a big
house. The actual
house.
Yeah. Pretty crazy how they lived. And I've said it before on this podcast, I think. The bedding situation.
It's just a
so crude
plank of wood.
My God.
That was the most eye-opening thing, was when we were walking through the judge's house.
Yeah.
I think, like, in downtown Salem, I was like, how?
They were
they
like,
didn't have pillows on it?
They were like, this is where they slept. And we're like, how?
Also, like, the beds are so tiny. Like, it's like a huge man is not going to fit on the bed.
Dude, in olden times, no one slept together. Even the rich people all had their own rooms.
Yeah, it was only twins.
So it was like, no one sleeps together. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
It sounds so lonely.
I just had to, like, you know, keep pushing the suffering.
I guess.
It sounds lonely, but it sounds kind of nice. Like, we've had a couple, like, hotel rooms where we have, like, the double queen sometimes because that's all they have. Kind of nice.
It's not horrible.
It's not. I mean, I don't like sleeping near anybody, so that could
there can't
work
be
for
any
me.
Like touching.
No,
cuddling at night is like
it's so insane when I hear the people cuddle when they sleep.
No,
how do you not overheat?
It's just so constricting.
I just need so many particular things.
Yes,
pillows in certain places.
Mm. Yes,
that I'm just like, how could someone else be part of this equation? They can't. It shan't.
The only way that I could sleep with Jared is if he just like laid straight. And I used his body as like a backboard.
I can see this being expected of me. Like, I can see this being like something that I.
He cannot move. He cannot touch me. You can only act as like a wall, because I like having my back up against something. That would be like really nice.
Yeah. So I guess we'd both fail if we were in Salem.
The other thing about Salem is the roofs were very short. The ceilings were so short. Jared's head touched them all. People were smaller, but like Abe Lincoln, I think, was only 6'2". Like, he wasn't that tall.
Really?
Wasn't George Washington really tall?
In comparison to people, to the average height at the time.
But I think maybe he was over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, he was sort of a monster.
Like a monster.
Yeah.
And wooden teeth, no.
Yeah.
Wasn't it more than wooden teeth?
It was lead and horse teeth.
Lead?
Yeah. He had lead in his mouth.
So
classic lead in your mouth.
I mean, for like 10 years, he had like lead in his mouth.
And he didn't die immediately?
I mean, he did die.
From lead poisoning?
Probably.
I don't know. But his chompers were crazy.
Chompers.
Crazy.
Dude, that's
horse.
I don't know what.
He was probably a sight for sore eyes.
Yep.
Did they take, well, that in the Shane Gillis skit about him, he like describes him coming out of like, because they're crossing the Delaware or whatever, and it's like him in the middle of winter, and it's like him like coming out 6'5", like being like, ah!
Apparently he had like red hair, like he was like a
which
ginger.
Who knew?
So apparently,
well, you only see him in that dusty wig in all his photos.
Yeah, that's true. Oh yeah, I guess he was probably embarrassed of being a ginger.
But the whole bit is this like 6'5" redhead with like horse teeth comes charging out of the woods and scares the shit out of the British Army. Dude.
They're like, you can take the land.
You mentioned the Delaware River. Do you want to hear my like
Delaware
Roman
River
Empire?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Whenever I'm cold and walking somewhere or out at a restaurant somewhere and I'm cold, I think about the men on the Delaware River with George Washington who had no shoes.
Yep.
Getting
and I'm like,
foot.
if they can do that, I can sit at this restaurant without a heat lamp.
That's actually really, you should practice that, Jack. That'd be great for you.
Only when there's no solution to my discomfort.
Yeah. Right.
But literally, I don't know where it came from. I saw like an image in elementary school of the men on a boat in the Delaware River with no socks. And I was like,
oh my
what?
God.
That's They're so
like,
gross.
And it like stuck in my head. And now whenever I'm cold, I think about that.
It could be worse. You could be in trench warfare. That's a good way to look
with
at
no
it.
With no shoes on. Yeah, yeah.
Trench
with
foot.
With ice.
Trench foot.
Oh,
so
no.
Gross.
Oh
ew.
My God.
Imagine even like having your feet get kind of raisiny in like a pool or a shower. Imagine that.
No.
You guys love, you're both like lava monsters though,
I'm
huh?
so cold. I'm cold right now thinking about it.
Well, I'm freezing
well,
right now.
Well, when we went out to eat, because we just went on this trip, they had those heaters and you guys had them, it was so
baking.
Hot that the
love
top
it.
Of my head felt like it was getting sunburned.
It does really go to the
like
top of
like my
your
middle
head.
Part was just taking the full brunt of this heat source. Yeah. It was
you gotta
so
figure out a better
thing
with, so good.
With heaters because it really does just go like this on the top of your head.
Yeah.
And like
I don't even mind it.
Body. Okay. Anyways, on to the next. 1960, the first Playboy Club featuring bunnies opens in Chicago.
Ooh. Mm.
1976, Ja Rule was born.
Wow.
The thing birthday. Without my baby.
Mr. Firefest himself.
Mr. Firefest himself. And then our last one, I don't know why nothing happened after 1980, but here we go. Buddy Holly's glasses. You know that Buddy Holly died in a plane crash, like a small plane crash.
Yeah.
So he died on February 3rd, 1959. He was in a little plane crash in Clear Lake, Iowa with him, Richie Valens, and Big Bopper. They all died. It struck the ground with such force that all three passengers were killed instantly, and the plane's wreckage was strewn across nearly 300 yards of snow-covered cornfields. They lost his glasses, like his iconic glasses, and nobody could like find them until 1980. So
wow.
This is 21 years later. But somebody had found them immediately after the plane crash.
And kept them.
No, they like gave them to the sheriff's office. It was put in a manila folder, just marked April 7th, 1959. And then somebody just randomly opened it in 1980 and was like, oh.
Treasure.
Buddy Holly's glasses.
Yeah.
Like
that's
the most
pretty
iconic
cool.
thing in the
that's
entire world.
That's pretty cool thing to come across.
I mean, know. Small planes scare the fuck out of me.
Same.
Yeah.
Never.
No.
I've been in a bunch.
I don't want to go in any more of those. Actually, I've never been in one. Never
I
been
used to go up with my grandma.
Really?
She had
oh,
one.
Yeah. You told
oh, yeah.
me this.
Yeah. Didn't she fly them herself?
Yes. They were hers.
That's
nobody
so
should be.
She flew with the windows open.
What?
Because they're like low. They're,
yeah.
Right
yeah.
on a high. I
yeah.
guess.
So like.
Actually sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
California.
But like you have no sense of self-preservation when you're like six. So it's like, woo, throwing stuff at the plane.
Right. Oh my God.
Not
yeah.
stuff.
Leaning out of the
yeah.
plane.
Head out of the plane to the propeller.
That sounds kind of fun though.
If you're going only 100 feet above
if you're down
air.
To be reckless, it's super fun.
So yeah.
I just wouldn't picture a grandma flying like a Cessna.
Well, she was younger.
You'll meet her. She's not your average grandma.
I love that. That's how mine was too.
She goes zip lining.
She's
she likes
she's
still?
A trailblazer.
Yeah, she's an adventurer.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Kayaking.
Woman after my own heart.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, great.
Oh.
All right. Well, I remembered the word for the day. Ooh. And not only is it a word, it's a phrase. And I'm going to play it because I am not going to try to butcher this.
I love that.
But it is Dutch. And I'm going to play the phrase and then I'm going to play the translation.
Beter een scheetje voor iedereen dan buikpijn voor mij alleen.
I'm glad you didn't try that yourself. That
now my question for you is, will you please try that yourself?
Beter een scheetje voor iedereen dan buikpijn voor mij alleen.
That's actually pretty good.
Not so bad, because you listened to it first.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It was like permeating in
wow.
my memory. Okay, ready for the translation?
Yeah.
Better a fart for everyone than a stomachache for me alone.
No.
I know, Alexis hates it.
Better
it's so good.
A fart for everybody
than
a stomachache
stomach
for
me alone.
Me alone.
Why did you have to pick that one?
I saw it on TikTok. I thought it was so funny.
It's
funny.
A lesson in, you know, don't suppress your feelings.
Sounds a little selfish.
Just like a spread the love.
Well, you know, it's all of our problem now is kind of how it seems to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a metaphor for basically anything. In life.
Okay.
So take that with you.
Wow. Yeah, you're not wrong.
It's poetic.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're trying something new.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, welcome back. You know, a couple weeks ago, we said we're going to throw some stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yes.
You know, we love just like trying new things.
Do we? Because every time we do this, I have to make a new transitional piece of music
I know,
to put
Jared
in here.
Gets really annoyed.
You keep throwing them at me.
You know,
it's come
really
on,
like
Jack.
5 seconds.
Yeah, bummer.
Oh.
He's like, oh, I have to find a clip from YouTube. This is go to jail. I'm like, yeah.
I did find a really good one for
that
for
was
straight
good.
To
we
jail.
We can still do jail. We can. This is our masterpiece.
There are no rules.
That's right. The rule is there are no rules.
We're running amok on the internet right
now. Sure are.
We are running amok.
All right.
Okay, so we got inspired by, there was a clip a couple weeks ago where we were talking about how babies can't drink water. And it really made a splash on social media.
I see what you did there.
Oh,
couldn't drink water made a splash.
Yes,
that was pretty good.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Just naturally witty, I guess.
It made a splash on social media because
social media,
sociological media,
sociological yeah. media. I mean, people there are people that didn't know that. There are people that said that they did feed their babies water. It was just
what?
Crazy. Yes.
Call the police.
There are many moms that have grown adult children that did never know that. So you know.
So babies can have water. Is it a myth?
I don't know.
Call your doctor.
Call your doctor.
This is in this one medical instance. Don't listen to us.
Don't
take medical advice from us about babies.
Don't listen
childless people over here
to us ever.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to do a little segment called Today I Learned, where we're each going to bring a fact that we found on the internet or that we learned today that was kind of mind blowing to us.
I love mine. I'm so excited.
In general. Okay, go ahead. You start.
For those who know me well, know what my favorite animal is. It's a manatee. Okay. So I found a little tidbit. I thought I knew all there was to know about this majestic,
they're so cute,
maritime creature.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in fact, I did not. So I saw a video on TikTok of a nursing manatee.
Uh-huh.
And I learned manatees have nipples under their flippers.
Oh.
So calves nurse from their armpits.
Oh.
The calf suckles from the mother's teats, which are found under the pectoral fin armpits.
Whoa.
So like they're nursing under the armpit. Like,
that's so weird.
Yes.
I'd like to call it an armtit.
Armtit. So
armtit.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Well, this is just sort of, we'll tack on to that.
Okay.
And then I learned that manatees are more closely related to elephants than anything else. And elephants also nurse
from their
armpit.
Really?
What?
They like nurse from their armpit?
Well, the teat is like...
What?
Like near...
Off to the side.
And
like
they said
way...
the only other animals that are sort of like that, not only other, but humans technically...
Okay.
Are kind of like
breasts
that.
Are closer to their armpits than...
The rest of the animals
so
are on their
a
stomach.
A lot of mammals have... teats near their like haunches,
yeah,
like in a completely different spot. But we're more similar Whoa. To elephants and manatees than a lot of other mammals.
Wow,
I'll never look at boobs the same.
Or manatees.
Wow. You're gonna have to just keep checking people's armpits.
Be like, hey, you're not a manatee,
right? Right.
Oh my god, that's so. What a fun fact.
I know.
I love a manatee. Huh.
I know, and it was about my favorite animal. It was just very serendipitous.
Don't they call them sea cows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love.
There's
that.
There's also, isn't it called a dugong?
There's a slight. It's a slightly different variation.
But they're like very manatee.
Very similar. Yeah.
I wonder if they nurse from their pets.
Probably.
They're so cute.
Dugongs are so cute. All manatees are cute.
That's fun.
I love.
That's a fun thing to learn.
What career do you think that you would be in if you weren't doing what you're
I wanted
doing?
To be a marine biologist.
That's what, yeah.
But I didn't take any steps towards that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just if I could start all over again, that's an interesting one. I don't know that I would do it. If I could start all over again, I'd make so many different choices, but still.
No, if I could start all over again, like me now, I never wanted to be a marine biologist when I was younger, but like my fascination of anything in life always revolves around sea animals.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would love that right now. And be the ones that go like in the deep sea with the cameras and are like discovering new species of like jellyfish down there.
Yes.
And the hairy frogfish on the ground.
Hairy frogfish is a bizarre looking creature.
The hairy frogfish is my Roman Empire.
You know what mine is that stingray that got itself pregnant.
Oh my God. I know.
Yeah. What's up with
the
that?
Isolated it's like a stingray that.
Well, it's either like an immaculate conception
or it's a shark. Yeah.
Or a shark. It's a shark stingray hybrid thing.
Yeah, like a mule.
Can there be a hybrid? Yeah.
Like a sea mule?
It's going to be a big flat shark.
This is a stupid
That's
question.
That's kind of what a stingray is.
Yeah. Kind of.
You know, the fun fact about stingrays, you know, when you see those cute little ones with the little feet, did you know that those are two penises?
What?
Yeah.
Why two?
Dual penile.
I don't know. But like every video I see, people are like, oh my God, he's like a little ravioli, like a little guy stuck in
a
ravioli.
Dick
with
ravioli.
Little feet. It's two dicks flailing around on the sides.
Sounds so abrasive.
Why do we have two?
Please.
That'd be awesome.
To jail.
Straight to jail.
Two would be rad.
Stay away from the schools.
All
they're
right.
still so cute.
I guess.
I love them.
I don't think they're cute anymore.
What was I going to say? I had something to say.
You're thinking about the hairy frogfish, probably.
Oh my God, probably. Love them.
Mm.
Okay. Should I go next?
Yeah, that was it. Pretty good, right?
That's a good one.
That is a good, good, fun fact. Okay, I'm going to do an easy one today. I just learned this morning. But you know when you get a picture taken and you have red eyes?
Yes.
Like it makes your eyes red? Do you know why?
Because your retinas are reflecting the blood in your brain?
Yes.
Really?
No, well, your pupils, you get red eyes when Whoa. You take a picture. You get red eyes when you take a picture because your pupils are holes. They're just like holes.
That is so creepy.
And so the flash reflects the blood in your brain.
So that's blood
it's
in
blood
your
eyes.
Head.
That's creepy.
That's head blood.
So it's just, so the flash gets through your pupils. Your pupils, that, so that happens when your pupils are pretty big then.
Yeah.
So then. It
They're
can,
dilated.
There's enough to reflect.
Well, it's like a giant like lens. It's like a big, it's like refracting light off the back of your eyeball.
I still don't understand eyes.
Eyes are blowing my mind.
They're insane.
How do we get here?
How can my organ tell my brain what's there? That's fucking crazy. Mm. How does it know? Other than, no, I can't. It's too much.
Do you ever think about like what I see is different than what you see.
Yes.
And like what I think is red is different than what you think is red.
Yes, because that there's a TikTok. I haven't done it, but I've seen other people do it where it's like you can see how people see you and how you see yourself in the mirror and that it's not the same.
I don't buy that thing. It's like the real mirror or whatever it is.
I don't know. I never did it.
I think
maybe you should buy that thing and test it out.
No, I'll tell you what it is. People are like, oh, and like they like all it is a reflective mirror.
Yeah.
So you're just seeing yourself reflected.
Yeah.
That makes no difference. And when people freak out about them, like, you know what I'm talking about?
But
But
it is a thing though, because I can never see myself not that way.
No, I know, because you're looking at yourself in the mirror. That's why people, when they see pictures of themselves or videos of themselves, they freak out and they think they're ugly because you're seeing yourself inverted.
Right.
But really, and then you're like, oh my God, I'm so ugly the other way. But it's like, no, people are also used to seeing you that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found a bunch of options, but I'm gonna start with one that I feel like is the best, which pertains to my favorite place in the world, which is Costco.
Ah, yes, Costco.
Mm.
So today I learned Costco's hot dog has remained $1.50 since it was introduced in 1984.
Oh.
After the company president complained that they were losing money on it, the CEO, Jim Sinegal, put his foot down and said, if you raise the price of the fucking hot dog, I will kill you.
The people's hot dog has spoken.
I will follow this man into battle.
I love him.
Dude.
If you raise the price of this fucking hot dog, I will kill you.
Is the pizza the same price?
I don't know if the pizza has fluctuated or not. I would imagine maybe a little bit, but not really. It's very cheap to go sit at that place.
Yeah, the Costco restaurant's very cheap. And they just added the cookie. Have you tried the cookie?
They got the Costco chocolate chip cookie, or they got the cookies now, which is...
The cookie, I mean, listen, it's not the best cookie I've ever had in my entire life. We tried it.
It could have been a one-off. It might have been a fluke. Maybe it was overcooked. It was overbaked. Mm. But this man said, do not touch the price of the hot dog.
Do you like hot dogs?
I like them enough to buy one if it's $1.50 at Costco on my way out.
The Costco hot dogs are unmatched.
Really?
Oh my God, they're so good.
Yeah. I don't like hot dogs.
I like a hot dog at a baseball game.
No, what you like are condiments. Yes. Everyone knows bread. That.
Yeah. I like relish.
Yeah.
I like a bun. Yeah. I like a potato bun.
I could do without the dog. I could actually literally just have the bun with a bunch of relish on it.
Just a veggie hot dog. Just like
But no veggie, just bun and relish.
Yeah. It's a vegan hot dog.
Yeah, it's a vegan hot dog. Yeah.
Aaron Sadness. That's what I used to eat.
Wow.
When I was vegan.
Yeah.
Now I want a hot dog.
Sounds so good.
It does sound good.
I'm hungry.
Well, these are some fun facts.
Yeah.
I like this segment. We'll keep it going for a little bit.
This is a good segment.
That was fun.
Yeah. And also, send us your fun facts you find on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want them.
Send us your TikToks. Send us whatever you find. Call them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to call one in.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the phone number is 818-446-6889.
Send them in.
Yep.
All right. When we come back, we're trying something new again.
Woo.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era, somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
Wildcard, bitches!
All right, we're back.
Hi.
We're doing something new. We're doing a grab bag type episode. We don't have really a name for it. Maybe we can brainstorm.
What's in the hat? Like, what's in the box?
Well, we do that for Lady Gang.
We should call it True Crime Rewind. So I can reuse my fucking transition. I'm kidding.
Well, we'll figure out what it is later.
Yeah.
But basically, we asked all of you, our lovely listeners, just send us topics. It could be a single word. It can be an idea, topic, whatever. And we're going to take it out of this this lovely giant cowboy hat that Jared wore when he proposed to me. And
God, that's love.
We're going to talk about it.
I'd like to clarify. I wore it shortly after I proposed. I didn't wear that as I proposed.
I love it.
Who's going to pick? Jared, why don't you
pick? Yeah, what am I doing here? Just grabbing something?
Grab one. We're going to talk about it.
Got one. Friend with BO or bad breath, do you tell them?
No, because I assume they know.
If it's BO...
This is my biggest fear, though.
If it's BO, I'll tell a friend. If it's a friend and they have BO, I'll tell them. I'll be like, it's time.
I don't have any friends that have BO.
It's time. I'll say, you know what you're doing? Because there's one friend that
breath
I know
of.
Breath
is awkward.
Breath,
I won't, because they might have halitosis.
That's
and
the thing.
I don't want to make them.
Breath can be like a health issue.
Yeah.
BO is more so... It could be a health issue as well, but like it's more. Also, it's like if the person's using natural deodorant, this like it's time to fucking step it up and get some aluminum in there.
That's all I was saying is I have a friend who I obviously won't name, but
name them.
But they usually use natural deodorants. And I know this because we're very close. we almost work together. But we do work together.
I think we can narrow down who it is.
Is yeah. it me?
No. I said friend.
Is it me?
I did refer to Jared as a friend the other day. Yeah.
What? How did that happen?
Close personal friend.
No, Jared was like, something about blah, blah, my friend. I was like, oh, me?
Yeah.
He was referring to somebody else, and I was thought it was
fair,
me.
To be fair, you are my friend.
No, I know.
But.
Not really.
But we... Yeah.
We do stuff that I don't do with other friends that I have, which is great.
Like live in the same apartment?
Live in the same apartment. sometimes we kiss on the mouth. No, that's not true. I have kissed my other friends on the mouth. Anyways, back to the BO. So this friend, I know that they put on natural deodorant because I watched them do it. And one day I was just like, dude, I got to tell you, it's not working. And he was like, what's not working? I was like,
you know,
I see the stuff that you bought at Whole Foods and I'm watching you put it on your armpit and you smell the same or worse. And
that's the thing. Sometimes it makes you smell worse.
And I was like, I get it.
Sometimes
you don't want
to
put the aluminum
to the
on.
Natural stuff.
Oh, my God. I know. People have gotten rashes.
Yeah. Me, Schmitz.
Really?
Yes. For months.
Yeah.
And I only tried it once and then immediately
from
never
the natural
tried.
Stuff.
Yeah. Schmitz. Yeah.
OK.
Kopari is my jam, though.
I do like Kopari.
Kopari is what I use.
I'm telling you right now. Yep.
Not an ad, by the way.
I go to the store and I pick up that Old Spice stuff that probably has aluminum in it.
I love Old Spice too. That's what I used to
wear. I love Old Spice.
Throw it on. I'm good for like 3 days.
I love the meme where it was like, how come girls get to smell like things like vanilla or lavender and men guys, have to smell like concepts?
Cool Rush. Cool Rush Sport.
That's how
cool
most sport rush. Women's stuff is though. I feel like it's like, ooh, tropical essence.
No,
like-
no. We're more literal, which is funny because men are stupid and you would think men need a literal smell. Mm-hmm. But there's always is like a, especially like Old Spice. It's always like a Fiji waterfall or like.
Because what would they do? Like, what would they call it?
It's all just blue. Like, it's the smell of blue.
It's chemicals.
Yeah.
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 Sorry, guys.
Which I don't mind.
I mean, women, that's all our shit's made of chemicals too.
I'd rather smell like chemicals than BO. Actually, chemicals is nice and clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like that. The,
409.
Like the top layer of your skin has been bleached off.
Well, that Nizoral shampoo that I use for my fungal acne, I put it on my face. Mm-hmm. It literally smells like bleach.
Really?
And I'm like, I guess it's working.
That's scary, though. Doesn't it scare you?
I also use it on my face.
Weird for skincare, but.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Allegedly, it's.
Gotta keep the fungus at bay.
I use bar soap on my face. Irish Spring.
Yeah.
I like Irish Spring. Though.
The smell of Irish Spring, the concept, whatever that even means. Okay, I'm gonna go next. Out of the hat. What's it gonna be? Oh, I like this.
Oh.
If you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
Golden Retriever.
You think you would be a Golden Retriever?
What do you think I'd be?
Not a Golden Retriever.
Really?
Jared would obviously be a golden retriever. That's like, he literally...
No, he'd be an Afghan.
No, he's not fancy enough to be an Afghan.
But his hair is...
No.
No, you'd be like a golden doodle.
I'd love that.
You know, maybe yes, because golden doodles are a little wiry.
Yeah.
And a little all over the place.
And doodle and a poodle, they can be aggressive.
Yo, you're tough.
And Jared has a little aggression.
Yeah. Spicy Jared.
If you push me, I'll go nuts.
God, this morning in the car, Jared does have a little spiciness to him, but this morning in the car, I was fucking working. And Jared kept trying to like talk to me and like tell me about like, we were listening to a podcast about Joe Rogan about shitting their pants. And he kept trying to talk to me about that. And I'm like, no. And
I don't care.
I'm like, and then we were driving, he kept like putting his hand out, so I'd like hold his hand, and I'm like, I'm emailing, and he's like, okay, and then like 2 minutes later he forgot he did it, and he, like, he put his hand out again for me to
hold. And I was like, oh shit,
he's like, whoops. Shit, I forgot I did that.
I forgot you were emailing.
I'm like, that's where the doodle comes into the golden doodle. It's like, you can't help yourself, you're just like derp.
Well, that's the golden derp. No, that would be the golden side, not the doodle side.
Okay,
the doodle side is when I was when I get spicy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a few moments of doodle. Mm-hmm. What would I be if I was a dog?
See.
I love a smushy dog, but no, like, is that me?
No, you would be the kind of dog that needs to be exercised all the time.
An Australian Shepherd?
You'd be like a...
Now, ugh, I hate those.
What?
I think they're so ugly.
Yeah, I know that you might...
You think Australian Shepherds are ugly?
Yes.
They're so... I think all dogs are cute, but they're definitely not ugly.
They're not ugly, but they're one of my least favorite dogs.
Really? I gotta be honest with you. You don't get to be... the ugly weird ones that you like.
No, I know.
Because first off, you're not.
I don't think I exude that energy.
You would be the kind of dog, you'd be like a the kind of like a sheep herding dog where like if they don't get their exercise or what they need, then they fall apart.
And I'm pushing people to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Yes. You're corralling. Yeah.
Or herding dog.
I'm corralling. Yeah. I'm corralling the dog. Squad yeah. to do. The best thing for everybody.
That is truly, I think, at your core, that's what kind of dog you are.
I hate that because I don't like the look of them, but I agree with the concept.
Yeah.
What would Alexis
be? A husky.
A husky.
Yeah, they're very verbal.
They are very verbal.
They are very verbal.
They're work dogs.
Wow, yeah, you need to be a working dog.
Yeah, and you'd be pulling a sled or something.
They're just no bullshit. You just out there pulling sleds.
What other kind of working dog? I mean, I could see you being like a
bloodhound?
A bloodhound.
Yeah, or German Shepherd.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Now we're talking.
No, German Shepherd.
I kind of like wiener dog for you because sometimes you're wacky.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or corgi.
Ooh, corgi.
No, but I think I'm a German Shepherd.
You're a German Shepherd.
Mm. All business.
Yeah, you're working.
Unless I'm not.
Unless you're not.
Yep.
Unless you're getting a little treat or a pat.
Capable of terrifying attack.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. But also practical and
friendly.
I love German Shepherds.
Me too.
I saw one the other day. I was like, where have you been?
What a regal beast.
They were like the most popular dog in the 80s. And then they just kind of aren't around anymore.
Right.
Cool dogs. Really cool dogs.
I know.
Yeah. Big fan. Love a German.
I love all dogs though.
All right. I think that's enough.
Yeah, we killed it.
I think that's enough.
Oh, wait. No, you didn't do one. Do we want to do one?
You got to pull another
hat. Do you have time?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
You have to talk into the mic.
Low-waisted jeans.
Ooh.
Jared, what do you think about low-waisted jeans?
You had a pair of low-waisted jeans on the other day and I followed you all around the apartment.
Yeah, that's true.
They're sexy.
Awesome. Yeah.
They are sexy.
I mean, but I have seen, you know, because people always do the throwbacks, like the mid-2000s. It's like early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was a weird vibe.
Well, the thing is,
the way that they were being worn, I think, is the problem.
No, this is the difference. Low-waisted jeans today are not low-waisted.
Right.
They're mid-rise.
Mm.
Low-waisted jeans from the early 2000s, your butt crack was literally hanging out even when you weren't sitting down.
Correct.
Like, I can sit in those low-waisted jeans and my butt crack is still intact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were coming off of...
Those are like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera ones that were wearing in their music videos. They're only for music videos. Yeah.
They're only for music videos.
And Paris Hilton could rock those too.
The inseam or the whatever it's called is literally 1 inch.
And like everyone was wearing the long belly button rings.
Yeah.
Yes,
that like
the
dangled all the way down. Very Paris Hilton.
Exactly.
The low rise thing was crazy. I remember being in math class being like, oh my God, a thong.
Yeah, because it's the whale tail is always hanging out of the low rise jeans.
Dude. Wow.
And back in the day, like in junior high school, when the thongs were literally like the triangle in the back.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like a nice comfy thong from Victoria's Secret. It was like the string.
Synthetic, like horrible $2 thong from like.
I remember.
Love low waisted jean.
Yep.
Jack
can't stop coughing, so we're going to end the episode.
Sorry about that. Something's in my throat.
This is a great one, though.
This was a good one. I like our new segments.
Me too.
We're going to stick to them for a little bit.
Yes.
All right. Well, we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Love you.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.